want to get too technical, and I'm not a biologist. You know, when Kevin McKernan gene sequenced the tumor, the colon tumor, a few weeks ago, and matched the genetic sequence to the Pfizer vaccine, it's friggin' over. It's over. I mean, he got him.
Can you explain that? That's because it's listed on my things to ask you about the SV40 promoter that was discovered by McKernan et al. What is this all about?
Yeah, well, there's, first of all, with the names, there are two names. There's Kevin McKern and Kevin McKernan, and they're different people.
Okay.
Very different people.
And did so I say the Kevin wrong name? McKernan, Kevin McKernan, correct? No,
you said McKern, and I don't know. I think you put two together. But McKernan, Kevin McKernan, okay?
Yeah.
He's the chief science officer at Medicinal Genomics. His business is gene sequencing psilocybin and cannabis to make sure that there's no, I don't want to get into the fungal, making sure there's no molds and stuff like that on the product, and other reasons. But anyway, that's his business. But he used to run the Human Genome Project at MIT years ago under Francis Collins, knows all those guys, was funded by the NIH. He knows the whole business. He was a PCR expert. So Kevin's the one who found the simian virus 40 promoter, which is a little plasmid. And again, I'm not a biologist. I don't like talking about this stuff. I just do it to keep up, right?
Yep.
Well, he found DNA contamination in the Pfizer vaccines.
Yep.
This was corroborated by Philip Buchholz down in North Carolina and people in Canada and Europe. It is now known the SV40 is in there. And the SV40 is known to be oncogenic, meaning it causes cancers. I wrote an article. I also found out that it's also cancers in general are angiogenic, meaning they create blood vessels to feed whatever tumor is created as the cancer. But there are two aspects of the turbo cancer. One is the fact that the incidence rate of cancer is higher. There are more cancers in general in people, and there are more cancers in an individual person that are being caused. But a second thing is that they're growing much faster than they ever have.
Yep.
That's different. They haven't seen anything like this before where somebody gets, you've got 5 months to live. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. It's 5 weeks now. You know, you've got my uncle had 15 years. Oh, this will kill you in 15 years. Don't worry. You're 80. He was dead in 5 months.
Everyone can relate. I'm looking at the live chat, and as you're talking, story after story after story. I have multiple anecdotal stories in my own life of cancers out of nowhere, aggressive young people in every capacity. It's widely acknowledged. Unbelievable. Right.
But you can't grow something really fast without angiogenesis. You need a blood supply to it. It can't just absorb the nutrients from the surrounding tissue and grow that fast.
Okay.
And yes, angiogenesis occurs in cancer anyway, but not to this rate. And I showed that by showing it's also occurring with lipomas, which are fatty tumors, which are benign. They're not malignant cancers. Those are also growing really fast. And something called granulation tissue, which occurs in wound repair. So granulation tissue is growing wicked fast. And I show a couple of really ugly pictures of tissue popping out the injection sites on both deltoids. 92-year-old woman, within 5 months, those things grew 4 centimeters around and 1 centimeter thick on the outside of her arm. They grew out of a hole in her arms at the injection site to these massive tumors. They're not tumors, the granulation.
Unbelievable.
And they were at the injection site. Now, what causes that? Okay, the SV40 is involved in angiogenesis as well as oncogenesis.
I have a great friend. She's amazing. She lives in California. And I kid you not, she calls one of her breasts her COVID vaccine boob because I'm not kidding. She had cancer. She got an injection. She got a COVID-19 injection, and on the same side as the site of the injection in her arm, her entire breast swelled up, was swollen, distorted for many, many weeks, and she was diagnosed with breast cancer. Literally, just a few weeks later, had to have a double mastectomy, the whole thing. Thank God she's doing all right. And she has a great sense of humor, but she calls it her COVID boob because that was so obvious to her that this was clearly from, and she doesn't get vaccines anymore.
Did she first have lymphadenopathy? Yeah, really sore, like the lymph node under the armpit.
That's exactly what happened. I don't know about the lymph. I know that she just said the entire breast was like completely swollen and distorted. And then she went in, she was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Yeah, there's no question. And Kevin proved it. He gene sequenced it. It's from the vaccine. And with the data I have, so lymph node cancer is at 400% of normal in Massachusetts. That's the biggest one. Right. And the other big one is bone marrow cancer. So but blood forming organs, or your lymph nodes and your marrow, they got attacked and they're dysregulated and they're producing wacky cells that multiply, basically.
Horrific.